Good morning, class.
Good morning.
How is everybody?
Good.
And how's the readathon going?
Good.
Awesome.
Nice. All right, Ms. Van White, can you give us an update on where we are and how much longer we have to go?
Yes, the readathon, we have 4 more days to log minutes, and we have about 2 more weeks of accepting sponsorships from businesses and friends and family. We are currently at, whoops, it locked out.
No, that's what editing's for.
36,234 minutes, and we have $5,620 in sponsorships so far.
Wow, great job. Great job. Okay, let's go around the room. Could you give me your first name, everybody, so people can know who they're listening to?
Hi, my name is Logan.
Just say your name.
My name is Landon B.
My name is Hattie.
My name is Landon W.
My name is Owen.
My name is Jace.
My name is Alexander.
My name is
Brian.
My name is
Chrissy.
My name is Clark.
My name is
Tinley.
My name is Emery.
My name is Ben.
My name is Millie.
My name is Shelia.
My name is Luke.
My name is Memphis.
My name is Kinnick.
My name is Wyatt.
So it's all going well, you think?
Yeah.
All right, and so what do we get? I'd like to ask one person to speak on this. Why are you doing this? Ms. Van Wyck, if you would call somebody for me.
My name is Hattie, and I'm a fifth grader at Matthew Dallas Elementary, and I wrote 7 to 8 letters to businesses, so if you got a letter, please write back. I have a goal of 350 minutes for myself, and I'm already at 417 minutes with 3 days left. Our goal for minutes as a class is 10,000 minutes, and as a school, we have a goal of 80,000 minutes. In sponsors, we have a goal for our class to raise $1,000, and as a school, $10,000. Some kids in my class have received letters back, and we got a lot of money towards our PTO. If we reach our goal, our principal has agreed to dye his hair pink and wear a unicorn costume. If we reach both of our goals, we get to have a day of awesomeness, and our principal has to dye his hair pink and wear a unicorn costume. We will write thank you notes if you write back. Thank you.
Well, great.
Yeah.
Does anybody have anything to add real quick?
So who wrote about what the PTO does, like why we're raising money for the PTO? Let me see on the paper.
It's,
my name is Ben.
Yeah.
No, it's like right here. Like. Right
so we're raising money for the PTO because why?
Yeah, because like we're like raising, because like kids can like
But what
have
does the PTO
fun.
Do? Sponsors our
Sponsors,
field trips.
Field trips and recess
equipment
and lots of more stuff.
Okay.
Anybody else?
Who has the about the PTO? You guys have about the letters that you want to read about why they're responding?
I can say the PTO.
Alex, you want to say about what the PTO does? So we're raising money for the PTO because...
We're raising money for the PTO because they sponsor our field trips. Like last year we went to the history Living History Farms, and that cost $500 for all of us. So it's our pleasure to raise over that to give back to them because we're thankful for it. And they sponsor our track and field day. We get to go to Urban Air for our readathon. Last year we got to do that, so we're really thankful. We're trying to get more money from them.
Wow, that's all exciting. Anybody else have anything to add?
Tell me my readers.
Hi, my name is Tindler. I'm a fifth grade student at Melcher Dallas Elementary. My mom works at Weiler, and they donated $250 to us. How my friend Emery and I got that was writing a letter to Pat Weiler to see and ask if he would sponsor us in our readathon. My goal is to read 400 minutes by the end of the readathon. How I'm going to reach that goal is to read as much as I can. I wrote 5 letters, and 2 people already wrote back. Thank you.
Hi,
my name is Emery. I'm a fifth grade student at Melcher Dallas Elementary in Ms. Van Wyck's class. My personal goal in the 2 weeks we have is 360 minutes. I already met my goal of 528 minutes in all. Tinley, my friend, and I want to thank Wyler for donating $250 to our class.
Wyatt, one more yours and then Kenny.
My name is Wyatt, and I am in fifth grade at Melchior Dallas Elementary, and I wrote to Thomas at Walt Disney Corporation, and he responded as $200, and that's it.
Okay, Kenny.
Hi, my name is Kenny. I'm a student at Melchior Dallas Elementary, and we are doing a readathon at our school. We have a goal of 80,000 minutes read and $10,000 raised in donations to help fund it. We wanted to contribute 10,000 minutes as a class. If we also reach our goal, our principal will dye his hair pink and wear a uniform costume to school. My own personal goal is to read 315 minutes by the end of the readathon. I have 324 minutes so far on February 26, 2023. The readathon ends on February 30th, 2023. I have also sent out 3 to 4 letters to different companies. Thanks for listening.
Yeah. Well, that letter writing campaign, that was a really good idea. That's important to be able to communicate directly and ask, did you enjoy writing the letters?
Yes.
And what's
too many.
Too many? What's it like when you get a letter back?
It's exciting.
It feels good.
Even
it
if it's not good. Your letter, like you're excited for the person that wrote it to them.
Yeah.
And excited to see what they donate.
And it feels good because they know what we wrote and like they want to donate money to the PTO for us.
And encourage you guys about reading.
To keep writing letters to people.
And when they donated, like, on their, like, phones and stuff, they can write, like, letters back to us on their phones to encourage us.
Well, and do you get the letters here at school?
Yeah. Yep,
do
definitely.
Do you open them all together at the same time?
Yeah.
Wow, what's that like?
Fun. To see what they gave us.
It's like
what they wrote to us.
It's like helping the money raise.
Mm-hmm.
Sort of like
that. And you get, and it's like surprising, like you don't know what it is, and like when they show you the money, and like the paycheck, you could add that to your sponsorships.
Mm-hmm. And so, when their letters back to you, do they encourage you or are they supportive?
Yes.
What do they say?
Yeah, they say like keep trying, don't stop quitting reading and stuff like that. Keep reading.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that must be exciting. You're gonna have to record that for me, Ms. Van Wyk, or something. The reaction sometimes, and so people can still donate, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Yep.
And what's the last day we can donate?
The 28th.
No, it ends, I believe, like February 16th will be the last day that for sponsorships.
Really?
We end reading on the 30th, but it's still open 2 weeks after I close the session for reading for sponsorships.
Nice.
Go and on the 31st, I think.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so that's great. And plus, the PTO always could use a hand on things, so even if things come in late, that's okay.
Absolutely. Yep.
Now, one of the things I liked is looking at the Facebook page. And that when people were giving all the encouragement and all the people in the community and around, they're all supporting you. And it's not just parents and grandparents. It's the whole community is coming together and beyond.
Yeah. We love reading the messages. I pull it up and we read some of them. Sometimes it's cute what grandmas say, but also the businesses that are responding. They're writing encouraging messages to the students and letting them know how important reading is. And thanking them for reaching out to give them an opportunity to sponsor them.
Is there anything we're forgetting? Anything anybody else would like to say? I mean, you're welcome to. This is on the internet. We have plenty of room.
Brinley, you want to read yours? Anybody else want to read theirs? Millie? He can cut out different things and say different things. Landon, why don't you read yours?
Speak
up loud and clear.
Hi, my name is Landon B. I am in Miss Van Wyk's fifth grade class. I wrote multiple letters to businesses asking them if they would sponsor our readathon. One business replied with the Central Iowa Acoustical Inc. They sent $100 in donation.
Mm-hmm. Wow. Could we go around the room and could you share, just say the name of one book you loved? Start wherever you want, Miss Emily. And speak up, please.
Ellie's Story.
Ellie's Story?
Mm-hmm.
I heard you have a Wimpy Kid Breakout.
Dog Magic.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Mr. Popper's Pickings.
Diary of a Wimpy Kid Vlog.
Dog Man.
Rebel Girls Handbook.
Not Enough. I Survived.
A Dog's Way Home.
Dearly Enough.
Dog Man.
Can You See Me?
Wings of Fire Book 6.
Project 1065.
Sidetrack.
Dark Man.
Allergic.
I Survived.
What's the best part about reading?
Jeez.
You can read better and like more fluent and a little bit faster probably.
Alex, what do you like about reading?
You explore new adventures and you learn a lot more, so it's easier to do spelling and stuff like that.
Yeah. Okay.
Once you find a good book that you really like, it's good.
Ben?
It's like you're going on an imaginary adventure, but you're reading the adventure that you imagined to go on.
It calms you down and it makes you forget everything except for the book.
There's books from like movies and like they like bring you in and they're like better than the movies.
Yeah.
It like takes you out of the real life and it puts you in the book and you feel like you're on the actual adventure.
It takes you like to a different place and you like sometimes you really
due to the temperature morning recess will be inside. Kindergarten and Mrs. Van Genderen's first grade will go to the cafegymatorium. Both second grades and Mrs. Harvey's first grade will stay in their rooms. Thank you.
Let's just start over.
It takes you into a different place and sometimes you maybe in your mind you can see all you can picture everything that's happening in it.
Reading is like my happy place when I just need to calm down, be by myself. I like to read books.
Reading makes you feel like you're in the book, and you like go on adventures and makes you read a little bit faster and
So reading it like when you read sometimes you get so into the book that you forget what is going on all around you, like somebody has to say your name multiple times for you to get out of the book, and it feels like that you're the main character sometimes once you get that deep into the book.
Because you can like visualize it and see what's like, you can see what's inside of the book and you visualize.
Well, you know what I like about this class is you're also very thoughtful and everybody has your hand up all the time. You're curious, you're engaged, you're just really enjoying school, enjoying the readathon. It's just, I don't know, I'm very impressed with this class.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Well, will you invite me back next year when you do it?
Yes.
Possibly,
if we can. All right.
Our class.
What's the best school in the world?
Melcher Dallas.
Thank you, everybody.
Can I read this portion?
Sure. Something to add, Ms. Van Wyk?
Yes. So this literacy fundraiser is so important as it helps the PTO raise the necessary funds for the year. It also encourages students to challenge themselves and read as many minutes as possible during the 10 days of the event. This year, as a building, we have set a goal to raise $10,000 in sponsorships and read 80,000 minutes. This is so important because the PTO gives back 100% of what is raised. It all gets used on the students and the staff in various ways. So we really appreciate your support.
All right, well, there we go. Anything we miss? Anything else? Anybody?
What time will this be on the radio?
It'll be on Saturday, and it'll go play a bunch of different times.
I'll share the link so all the parents can see.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm just going to have to probably pick out one or two little things, because it has to be short. It has to be like 2 minutes. So I'm going to pick out something that was clear without a lot of rustling or something. And I think you all did a great job. Just because somebody's on it during this doesn't really mean anything, right, other than I have to, it's when I interview anybody, I have to really cut it.
Mm-hmm. What if however, we come here, start by like giving us sponsors?
That would be cool. So Mrs. Jensen, Kay Jensen, actually heard it on the radio, and she sent us a letter, and she said that she heard it on KNIA, and she sponsored us that way.
Wow.
So the
I'm
first
have
air
to include that.
Yeah.
That's
so
cool.
What, like, could they like give us sponsors?
Yeah, I could read her note real quick. We read it, remember, and we said,
yeah.
You were here.
Hi, Mom.
Because I was just thinking about that, like, how many people could hear that and they could, like, support us and get us on today.
Well, Mrs. Jenkins was a former teacher in Knoxville. Consumer Sciences, I believe.
Yes, Ms. Jensen. Okay. Ms. Jensen said, congratulations to MD Elementary students and teachers for a goal of more reading. Keep working on that goal. The KNIA story helped us to know about your project. Sincerely, Kay and John. P.S. Hi, Holly.
All right. Do you want to list the major sponsors? Would you like to do that, or?
Sure. We could say who has donated so far.
Yay.
So currently, we have a few businesses who have responded to our sponsorship request letters. Jim and Susan Hicks of Knoxville, JBS Ottumwa, Weiler, Knoxville Dental Service Center, the Waldinger Corporation, Central Iowa Acoustical, and Kay Jensen.
Wonderful. Then you got the donations online too, right?
Correct.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
A whole bunch of people there I saw.
Go sponsor us.
All right, everybody. Thank you. We'll wrap it up there. I know you got to get to, but you got a little bit of time in this class. Then you got math.
Yep. All right. Snaps for everyone. We did a great job.
Thank you for coming here.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh.
Bye.
Awesome.
Hope to see you next week.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
All right. Hope to see you.